force it, run the football, tuck your head and run. And he does a great job of seeing an opening, puts his head down and goes to that first down marker, comes up just a half yard short. But now you're in New Lothrop territory for the first time. And now fourth down and one is very manageable for this offense.
And looks like Ubley's going to run the clock out to finish the first quarter with New Lothrop 7, Ubley nothing on the WLAW Sports Network. Regional action on Sports Radio 102.1. New Lothrop 7, Ubley 0. End of the first.
How's your steering, stopping, and stability? Stay in control with a free inspection at Ubley Motor Service. The professionals at Ubley Motor Service will check your shocks, brakes, tires, belts, hoses, and wiper blades. Right now, buy four qualifying Napa or Rancho shocks or struts and get one free. That's right, buy four qualifying Napa or Rancho shocks or struts for the price of three. Also, get up to an $80 Visa prepaid card with a purchase of qualifying Napa exhaust system products. From tune-ups to complete engine replacement, trust Ubley Motor Service. Good luck, Ubley Bearcats, from the pit crew at Ubley Motor Service.
We played 12 minutes and it's one touchdown game. New Lothrop leads by 7 points over the Ubley Bearcats, 7-0 through 12 minutes. On to the second quarter, flipping the field. Ubley Bearcats now moving right to left across your radio, facing a fourth down in less than a yard to go at the New Lothrop 45-yard line. They need to get to the 44. Ball sits in between the yard lines, working off the right hash. T formation, Mychek is under center. Bearcats trying to move this drive forward. This is their sixth play. Mychek hands it off, and they have it with ease as it's a handoff to Brandle, and he gets all the way down to the 36, maybe the 37-yard line. Brought down by number 6, Luke Krupp for New Lothrop, and move the chains, Ubley converting on fourth down.
Keep in mind, Brandle is located on the right side of the wing tee, Brown on the left. The run play goes to the left, so Brown and Keller lead through the hole. It's kind of a power run to the left with those two running backs leading the way. They both pick up blocks, and Brandle hits the hole hard and gets a big first down for the Bearcats here to prolong this drive.
T formation, splitting the hash marks. First and 10 from the 37-yard line. It's a handoff to Brandle once again, and he gets down to the 31-yard line, brought down by big man Tommy Harold, number 77 off that front line. It's a 5-yard gain, second down, 5 to go. Ubley starting to move the ball.
Exact same play as the one prior to this. A run play to the left, just inside the tackle. Jonathan Brandle again gets in there and gets a nice 5-yard gain on first down.
Second and 5, working off the left hash, right to left across your radio. The Bearcats trailing 7-0, 11 minutes left before the half is over. Mychek under center, hands it off to Derek Brown, goes between the tackles, and dives across the 30-yard line. We have a late flag coming from the backfield. If anything, this might be a...
I'm almost certain, Clark. He's going to call face mask here.
As looks like we have a little bit of a stinger for number 37, Nathan Keller of the Bearcats, as he's shaking off that right hand. Actually, it might be as he's coming off, and it is against the New Lothrop Hornets.
I'm pretty sure that was a 5-yard face mask on that play.
So this pushes the Bearcats down inside the red zone to the 23-yard line of New Lothrop. 10-54 before the half is over. 7-0 NL over UB. T formation, a yard inside the left hash, and now we have whistles. And they want to, looks like we have an unstrapped face mask of number 3, Mason Ruddy, for New Lothrop. So we get these safety concerns out of the way, or taken care of, I should say. And first and 10 from the 23-yard line. It's a handoff to the left side, and that would be number 23, Gregory Keller, with the carry all the way across the 15 down to the 13-yard line. Brought down by Mason Ruddy out of the secondary for New Lothrop. And it is just shy of the first down marker. They're going to mark him down at the 13. It's a second down, 1 yard to go for a first down.
Gregory Keller checked in, I believe, for Nathan Keller, who's still stretching out that left arm, left shoulder area. And he comes in and instantly gets the football and turns into a nice gain. The adjustment made here is now Brandle is the middle running back. Keller slides to the right side running back.
Ninth play of this drive. Hand off to Derek Brown. Finds a little bit of a gap. Has the first down inside the 10-yard line. And finally brought down at the 8-yard line by the New Lothrop front line. And Luke Krupp out of the linebacker core actually comes in with the tackle. First and goal from the 8-yard line for the Ubley Bearcats. 9:57 in the second quarter remains.
I think the key is for this Bearcats offense, continue to not be afraid to show play action here and there. And you noticed it, Clark, right away. You could tell they had two safeties back instead of one. They still do even right now. And that's one extra body that the offensive line doesn't have to block, and this running game is taking advantage of it.
Mychek surveying the prairie, hands it off to Brandel, and he kind of loses his footing, but still gets down to about the 6-yard line on first and goal from the 8. Gets 2 yards on the play, and brought down by Travis Engelkofer for New Lothrop. Second down, goal to go from the 6-yard line.
Now, he lost his footing. We walked on this field, Clark. That turf is a little slick on that top layer. And when he ran into 71 and 77 in New Lothrop, I would lose my footing too, Clark. He tried changing directions, and there's a lot of direction you need to go to get around those two big bodies. And he did just what he could to maybe get a yard on that play.
New Lothrop defense scrambling into position. T formation. For Mychek, it's handoff to his third back, and we have a fumble, and it's scooped up by New Lothrop at the 8-yard line. New Lothrop's number 6, Luke Krupp, brings in the fumble at the 5-yard line and scoops it up all the way out to the 8-yard line as he was going down on the tackle. And this is not what the doctor ordered, and it's a turnover at the 11-yard line when all said and done. For the Bearcats, no points on the board.
Coming from a team that does not turn the football over, that is a huge, huge error on behalf of the Bearcats. And Gregory Keller, he is not happy with that. He comes into the game to replace Nathan Keller due to a tweak or a minor injury, and he gets the call in the red zone and fumbles the football. That's going to definitely hurt. We'll see if the defense can cover it up for him.
Spread formation. It's a handoff to the left side. He has room to run. He has the first down, and he falls out to about the 25-yard line. That would be number 28, Tucker Moriarty for New Lothrop. Move the chains way down the field, brought down by Darren Soule for the Ubley Bearcats. We're out to the 21-yard line, first and 10.
Darren Soule chasing from that right end position. Pretty athletic play for a big man to get down the field and hunt him down from behind. But a big gain by New Lothrop as that first play, the quarterback was on his own goal line, and now they're almost all the way out to they're past the 25-yard line.
And it's a handoff right up the middle. That's number 3, Mason Ruddy on the carry. Gets out across the 30-yard line, down to the 33-yard line, brought down by Darren Soule once again. Second down and manageable. That's about 3 yards to go, second down and 3.
This defense has got to rally. They can't let that fumble get to them. If they can find a way to stop this running game and force a third down and long and make this team throw it in an obvious throwing situation, your defense has a chance to make the stop.
Powama, Westphalia, and Traverse City, St. Francis tied at 7. Ruddy, as acting quarterback currently, gets out close to the first down marker on the keeper, and he gets out to the 37-yard line, and it's enough to move the chains, brought down by Darren Soule of the Bearcats. First and 10 for the Hornets.
Just a power run out of that spread offense. They have 3 receivers to the right, 1 to the left. The inside receiver comes in motion, and they run read option. And the quarterback, Ruddy at the time, decided to keep it himself. Now Birchmeyer back under center.
Birchmeyer hands it off, and it's actually going to be reversed and looking to pass. Ruddy throws downfield to the far sideline, and this one's picked up by Jonathan Brandel. Brandel intercepts him at the 40-yard line. A turnover for each now, and the Bearcats negate the damage as they intercept Ruddy, and they will start this drive at their own 40-yard line. 7:29 left in the second quarter. New Lothrop still leads by a touchdown, 7-0.
When you trust your offense and trust your receivers against these undersized defensive backs of Ubley, you trust them so much that you'll throw the football out, lob it up in one-on-one coverage. And Jonathan Brandel is like an outfielder out there in baseball. He just come into the ball and picked it off, cut right in front of the wide receiver and took it away. A big-time play by a big-time senior on this team.
Mychek hands it off to Brandel, lowers his shoulder and pushes the pile out to about the 43-yard line before forward progress is stopped by New Lothrop. It's out for a 3-yard gain and brought down by number 6, Luke Krupp, the linebacker, senior for New Lothrop. Second down, 7 to go. 7-10 remains in the first quarter. 7-0 NL.